With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, has their fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products as well? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. Just go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. It's the way the tire buying should be.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. Help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, over 10,000 recommended stores, TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. Welcome back. So, Nikola Jokic, turns out he is the best player in the NBA. Right, that's a good thing. It turns out he is the best player in the NBA. The New York Knickerbockers left for dead. Like the Undertaker, like the Phoenix of Green Bay, rose from the ashes of Game 4. And Caitlin, did I mention Caitlin Clark struggled? Yeah, Caitlin Clark struggled last night in her WNBA debut. Okay, so last night, yes, we'll get to the presser that I conducted or concluded or the introductory press conference for my new head coaching job in a second, but last night we said Iowa Sam was like all in, wasn't going to pay attention to the NBA games, was on ESPN2 going to watch the WNBA games. You said it was a two screen night, right? Two screen night.
I was all in on the Fever game, and then I turned my attention to the NBA. I did not watch the second WNBA game.
Okay, yeah, that sound that you heard was the entire universe clicking their television sets over. Okay, Jay Stu said he was in, and then Dan, I think, said he would flip over, right?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay, so Dan, how much did you flip over? How much did you watch of each?
I watched more of the Knicks-Pacers than I did of the WNBA game. Again, you know, my drive home, work meeting, all of that played in, so I didn't see the early part of the WNBA contest. So by the time I tuned in, it was the second half, and the Fever were, trailing by a bunch.
Okay, Jay Stu?
Every minute of the pregame coverage, every minute of the game. The first WNBA game I've ever watched.
Okay, this is a good place to start. What'd you think?
It's a great barometer for me. As soon as Caitlin Clark struggled in the first half, and as soon as she went to the bench, it was hard for me to watch. I had to sit through it, grunt through it. I had to look at my phone a lot. And when she came back, I was eyes on the screen.
Struggling.
Look, I watched the game, and then I was watching, frankly, online on an airplane, and I watched mostly the NBA game, and I was following her struggles. All right, Byer, what about you? How did you balance the fact that she was struggling some while watching that WNBA game? Like, what is that? Because me, the issue with the games being played at the same time is that it's such a much lower level of play. Like, I actually think it does them a disservice
to have them at the same time. I understand that there's a big viewing audience out there, and the numbers will probably be good. But again, this is a little bit like movies, right? You go out and see it early, and like, and then the next weekend, people don't come in. For you, what was your viewing experience?
Yeah, I don't compare what I'm watching with the NBA to the WNBA. I feel I take the WNBA at what it was. I in the bit that I saw, it wasn't just as much about Caitlin Clark scoring the basketball. It was how she fits in. How do her teammates play with her? And I felt that she was fine. She set up teammates in the little bit I saw. She had a couple of great passes, and that's what I was looking for. She didn't hit. She had a wide open three when I was watching that she didn't make, but. I looked more at that sort of thing. How was she defensively? And it's probably going to need a little work, but that's what I was looking at. Not to be all try to sound like I'm a coach of a D1 program, but that's what I watched.
This is what Caitlin Clark had to say after the game.
I think just a lot of things to learn from. I didn't think we played well, and we had cut it to 6 in the third quarter. So I think that's a positive you look at. Like, we really did not play a good game, but we were right there at moments, and then it kind of got away from us at the end of the third and fourth quarter. Didn't have the greatest start. So I think just a lot to learn from. You know, it's the first one. There's going to be good ones. There's going to be bad ones. And, you know, like we said in the locker room, like, we play on Thursday. You got to learn from it and move on and be ready to go.
She's really, really good at this. You know, she's really, really good at this. I don't know how great she'll be as a WNBA player. It's very reasonable to think, look, it's a step up in level of competition. And, you know, she was a cat playing with the mice going back to when she was in college. She was experienced. She was talented. The game was slow. And now the game's a little faster. The players are a little bit more athletic. But her pacing, her ease by which she talks about it, yeah. But now look, the shooting numbers are a real thing. We've talked about them. I'm going to be interested to see what her three-point shooting looks like in the future. You know, 4 of 11 is not good enough by anybody's account, and the 10 turnovers are, in fact, an issue. All right, so we'll get to the Knicks. We'll get more to Caitlin Clark. We'll get more to the defending champions looking like defending champions. But we had a press conference earlier today. Okay, so didn't watch the stream or anything? Was there? I don't know your process of it. You guys just got clips. How did it work for you guys?
I got the clips that we took in house here.
Okay. Well, I had a beautiful brand new blue suit.
I watched the majority of it after the fact. I didn't watch it live, but I did. It was about an hour with everybody, so I skimmed through it this morning.
How was it?
It was good. It's funny because I've seen a million press conferences, but when you know someone and you work with them every day for 7+ years, yeah, you get to know certain things. So I felt like I knew what was planned and what wasn't.
Huh.
Like, I understand, what? Like, okay, that's Doug, pointed remark there. Now are we going off, you know, into a different part? Where does he bring it back? That's what I felt. I thought he did great. All right. Aside from Pepperdine sucks, that was, you know, but that was funny. Doug's talking about the beautiful campuses and how beautiful the Green Bay campus is. And the point was, everybody that comes to Southern California, or maybe the state of California, thinks, got to see Pepperdine. And it's true, because I took my mom to Pepperdine the first time that she ever came out and visited. I go, you have to see this campus, and because you're looking at the ocean. But your point is, it's on a hill. It's impossible to navigate, or not impossible, but not a joy to do so. You're not actually on the ocean. And right, that's basically
yeah,
the
yeah.
point.
Whereas UC Santa Barbara has, I mean, Isla Vista and the eucalyptus trees, and you have dorms on the ocean. It's amazing. Point Loma St. Nazarene, amazing, right? It's like a downward, like, slant a hill with like cypress trees, and it looks like you're playing at Cypress Point, only you're at a college campus. And then Loyola Marymount, I think, is the better campus than Pepperdine. It's on a bluff overlooking downtown LA, and it's a couple blocks from the beach the other direction. I like it, personally like it better. But the point is that Pepperdine is, I think that reputation was established, one, because it's in Malibu, but two, because they had a very successful basketball program for a good period of time, and that's what people identified with. And my point is that I would never know how nice this campus is. Like, literally, the my office is overlooking a parking lot, but adorned with trees. And I would say, I don't think you get a driver into the lake, but you don't have to drive to get to the lake. There's like a barrier of trees between here and the beach with the lake. It's pretty amazing. And that's the beauty to college athletics, that you can be truly the front door to a university.
But what was it like? I mean, what was the entire experience like? Was it everything you expected? Was it underwhelming? Was it overwhelming? Like,
it was whelming.
How many?
It's never whelming. Have you ever noticed it's never whelming? What was it like? I'll give you the day if you'd like. I mean, I woke up. I was up at like, I got in at like 2:30. I was up at 5:45, and I had somebody come to meet me at the hotel who's a young guy who's a recent graduate and wanting to get into kind of the video room type of aspect. Then I did a couple radio interviews. I had to return, I don't know how many texts I had to return. It was ridiculous. And then I had to jet to the office, and I met with the president and Mike Alexander, and then I met with the athletic director as well, and we sat and we talked, and then I did Dan Patrick, and after Dan Patrick, Mike and I sat and talked for about 10 minutes just to make sure that we were on kind of the same page. There was nothing really, you know. He basically just said, like, look, here's how you get in contact with me. And I said, you can text me anytime. And he said, you know, that, let me tell you how it works with state schools. Like, don't text stuff, because they can ask for your text messages can, or my text messages as president can come up, you know, anybody can request them. I'm like, really? Oh, that's right. That's how it works. So I remember that conversation. And then he just said, you know, is there anything special you want me to mention? I was like, no. I was like, we've all done this before. I was like, I haven't really done it before, but I've done it before in my mind, like 50 different times. And then you walk down, you get introduced. I thought he said some really, I thought he had a great, much shorter than mine, but a great speech. And the speech was essentially like, look, the times are changing in college athletics. You can complain about them and get left in the dust, or you can try and evolve with them and make a great thing out of it. And I actually agree with that. I think that's the key to life in general, is, you know, trying not to complain about where you are and trying to embrace where you're going. Then I got introduced, and, you know, you get up there and you think you know how you're going to feel. And I wanted to start with the story of my mom. So that's what I did. I started with the story of sitting on my front porch telling my mom that I had gotten the job. I said this about the balance between doing this show and coaching.
Most coaches have their own coaches show. Obviously not live, not for 2 hours live nationally. Most coaches have moments to which they're out of the office and somebody else is managing the players and the situations. But obviously we're going to play as kind of as we go here. But in terms of the mental gymnastics of doing it, I know I can do it. I just have to prove I can do it.
I said this about my best attribute as a coach.
And I'm 48 years old. I'm not getting any younger. This is what I was meant to do. I can talk, and I can teach basketball. That's about it.
That's about it. I can cook. I can't really clean. I can drive very, very fast, although I have a tendency to get pulled over very – I got pulled over last night, though, because my rear taillights weren't on. I had – you know, you get a rental, and I forgot to – I thought it was on auto that everything else was on.
Did you have Illinois plates in the rental?
I did not. That's okay. A great question. I forgot about that Illinois plates always get pulled over in the northern part of Wisconsin. You taught us that last year. That was so good.
Why is that?
Because everybody from Illinois comes to Wisconsin and speeds in the summer, and it's really annoying. They just go fly past you. So the state troopers who are gunning people on the highways as everybody's going up north, they are partial to the Illinois plates.
So ill-annoying, Dan.
Oh, we got some acronyms, but we'll leave those for another day.
Yes. I said this about the difference between winning as a player and winning as a coach.
I've been on the microphone. I've been on the court. I've been on the sideline. I coached in something called the Maccabi Games. It's like the Jewish Olympics. And I won 2 gold medals as a player, but I won 2 gold medals as a coach, and it was better. It's a lot better.
Yeah, I just I feel it's just more rewarding for me for my in my brain to help others win than it is to win myself. I don't know what. Don't get me wrong. Maybe it's because I can't do anymore, so coaching people to do is the best. But it just is really enjoyable to put pieces together to create a family environment, to create a cohesive environment, and to end up winning because of it. And watching the joy on guys' face when they play better basketball than they've ever played before. Are you guys aware of my one rule? This is my one rule.
You're going to learn that I'm not going to recruit guys that are I have a one philosophy. I'm the nobody else is.
And it's real. The point is, like, sometimes you have to be when you're in charge. Sometimes you have to be the bad guy. Sometimes you have to be a little rough around the edges. Sometimes, like, I can be tough on the officials. I can be tough on the players. I can be tough on different things. But you know what? No one else can.
Was there a question that you liked the most? Was there a question that stood out the most? I know yesterday we put you through a mock press conference to get you ready, and I think we hit you with some hard questions. By the way, the bosses loved that segment.
They did.
I would encourage our listeners to access our podcast.
Has Twitter exploded because of it? Did our numbers go up because of it?
Yeah. It was a Dan Byer special.
I thought it was great, Dan, by the way. And I got a call, too, from the bosses saying they really liked that segment, whose idea it was. I said it was Sam's.
Yeah, that's always a good default.
I just pulled the sound effects, which I must say were good. Thank you.
It was super loud at first, though. Well, it was a little distracting, like those flashes. Yeah. Doug's trying to answer seriously.
Press conferences are, you know.
Your finger was spasming with the clicks.
The listeners have to hear the clicks. But yes, great job, Dan.
But were there any actual questions that stuck out, Doug, that you thought were particularly good?
I thought the questions were really good and were really fair, and this is a real thing. We went through it, and as you guys know, but I don't think the world knows, because of the pace of this thing, we didn't rehearse our press conference, right? I just said, hey, second hour of the show, let's do a press conference. So I was prepared without preparing, and then I didn't really walk myself back through the answers that I gave. But I did kind of walk myself when I was driving last night. I was kind of walking through things I wanted to hit on, things I wanted to say. And I guess maybe I've thought about this so much that I kind of don't remember which questions I asked on the radio, which questions I answered on the radio, or which questions I answered at the podium today.
By the way, I will also say that we call it a mock press conference because it wasn't a real press conference. But the questions were legitimate questions.
Yes.
And I think they're the questions that many people had, many people on social media that were bringing up of the variety, especially on doing the double duty. And I know you got some of those today as well. But they were legitimate questions, not trying to soften the blow or couch anything.
Yeah, completely agree.
And I do. That's a great chance to promote the Midway. At the top of the hour. I mean, I want you to listen to the entire show, but the Midway is going to be really good today. That's all I'm going to say. And it's in the same vein of what Dan was just talking about.
So. All right. If you have a question that wasn't asked at a press conference or the mock press conference or the mock to the mock to the mock to the mock press conference, you can tweet us at Gottlieb Show or hit us up on Instagram at Gottlieb Show. Did you guys see Rick Pitino tweeted at me?
That's a big one.
Okay, I retweeted it. Yeah.
I did, but I didn't. Like yesterday was the least activity I'd ever had, I think ever on social media, except for like if I was out of the country or I was maybe on vacation. Even then I stared at that damn thing too much because there were so many calls and text messages and stuff to do that I simply didn't have the ability. And then when I was flying, I just did the free texting because I had so many text messages to return and I was trying to do so many different things. So again, I landed in Phoenix on a layover, and I had a little time, but I had to make a couple calls. And so then I get on the plane, and I hadn't checked social media. Then I land in Milwaukee. I get my rental car. I'm driving, and I stopped to get this is a good question, right? What would you – if you if you're going to stop and get something on I-43 going north from Milwaukee to Green Bay, what do you get? I got beef jerky. I got a protein bar. And then I got some Liquid Death. That mango Liquid Death is awesome. Anyway, I look at my phone and I look at Twitter and the very first thing is Rick Pitino. I'm like, and I thought like, I'm being duped. No way. This is Coach Pitino. And then it was him. He tweeted at me. That was really cool. Really cool. So, and like, I didn't like reach out to him. It was awesome.
This is the best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
It's the Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. So, did you guys read this quote? Tom Brady says, I liked it when the jokes were about me. I thought they were so fun. I didn't like the way they affected my kids, Brady admitted on the podcast. It's the hardest part about it, like the bittersweet aspect of when you do something that you think is one way and when all of a sudden you realize, I wouldn't do that again because the way it affected the people that I care about most in the world. And it is now... Jay Stu, was the quote from him actually attributed to him from last week where he said, you know, what was there not to like? They cracked jokes about my wife having, you know, relations with a jiu-jitsu instructor, something like that. Like, was that really a quote or was that a you can never tell now with social media if it's a fake quote.
I don't that doesn't sound right. I don't think he said that. I think these were his first comments since, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe Dan knows differently, but like, I just think that, like, really, you signed up for this and you didn't consider how it would impact your kids? Like, this seems a little out of touch. For a smart guy, this seems like something that it just now hit him. That's just weird.
Yeah, I actually understand a little bit. You know, I actually understand Brady's deal in that I'm sure he knew that he would take a brunt of the abuse and that everybody in the dais, you thought there'd be something about maybe one thing about his ex, but I'm not sure that people understand how viral that thing went. I don't know. Daniel Jeremiah joins us here, NFL analyst, co-host of the Move the Sticks podcast. Did you watch the Brady roast?
Yeah, not really my cup of tea, Doug. I saw some of the clips, some of the stuff like the Gronk, stuff where they were making fun of him. Even he knew about crypto or whatever. That was probably the only thing that came across my way that I thought was kind of funny. Divorce is not, it's just not funny to me. So, and seeing kids involved and all that stuff. So I know people say, you're overreacting, but that's just not mine. That's not for me.
No. I agree with you. I understand that. That's where I can actually understand where he's coming from, where he's like, I thought, there's so many different things to make fun of. I didn't know, but that's one of those deals where all you had to say was, I'll do it. We're just not going to do any divorce jokes.
Which I think that's the whole point of that whole the whole thing there is that you don't get to tell them what is and what isn't off limits like that. If you tell them it's off limits, you're probably more likely to get that joke because that's what those are. The other thing that was just, I don't know, again, maybe I'm reading it too much into this, but what bothered me even probably more than the jokes that impact the kids was the fact that he was so offended by the craft thing more so than about the family falling apart. That's kind of weird to me, but
I can understand that too. I think he thought his kids wouldn't see it.
Yeah,
that's my guess. I thought he thought his kids wouldn't see it, and what's happened now is it's impossible not to see stuff. That's really kind of the reality.
But I am looking forward to seeing them call games, though. I will say that. I'm curious to see how that goes. I'm excited to see how that goes.
I am, too. Jared Goff's contract, what's your reaction?
Fair. I think he's – that was a place where it had been very difficult to win, and they've made a lot of right moves in terms of the draft and finding the right coach and general manager, but I also think that the quarterback is a huge, huge piece of that. So – to see him get rewarded for it, and he's still young. I mean, I think he's been around for so long, people forget it. I think when he entered the league, he had just turned 21. So he was a real young guy coming into that draft. So still plenty of football ahead of him. I think there's still room for him to improve, and I think he's got time to do that. So, I thought where the numbers are right now was right about where they belong.
Okay, so what does it mean for Jordan Love?
I don't think – I remember he was just saying that Jordan Love contract is going to leapfrog that one. I'm not so sure on that. I think Goff's accomplished a lot more, obviously, than Jordan Love in this 1 year. It's encouraging. But with the Daniel Jones thing a little bit, I like Jordan Love a lot, and I believe in his talent. But I'd still want to see a little bit more there before you jump into that deep end.
Yeah. No, I would too. And if you're Jordan Love – and you're sitting there going, okay, I'm going to make eight this upcoming year, and I got a year after that. The longer you go and the better you perform, there could be a huge financial windfall. On the other hand, if you're the Packers, do you say okay, if we wait on this thing, it could be 50 a year, whereas right now maybe we can get in the 30s.
Yeah, that's the dance that you do right there. My thing is once you're at $8 million and $30 million is a big jump, but I would sit there and go, man, I believe in myself. Everybody I have around me is young. We should only get better. I'm not going to sign one for that. I'm going to wait until I can get up, closer toward the 50 number. If you have another really good year, and then you're in a totally different stratosphere.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. That's the voice of Daniel Jeremiah. DJ, of course, was the lead draft analyst for the NFL draft on the NFL Network, and he's also the voice of the LA Chargers. We're in this period now where guys are showing up, and Kirk Cousins, he finally spoke out on the Michael Penix draft spot, and he basically took the semi high road. We're all good here, or whatever. But what are people around the league saying about that pick?
It was a surprise, man. The people I talk to say I'm okay with giving Cousins that money. I'm okay with drafting Michael Penix. I'm not really okay with doing both. That's where the issue comes in. So I know there's been some on media personalities and analysts that have come out here and defended it. The importance of the quarterback position and why not double down. But that's not the sentiment I get and the reaction I get talking to people all over the league. So, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. One way or the other, you're going to be, it's like, I feel like this is what it's like when you have a training camp practice as a head coach, where it's like, you everything's cut down the middle. Your offense has a great day, but your defense was terrible. Well, your defense picked off three balls, but my quarterback threw three interceptions. Like, however this works out, for Cousins or for Penix, it's going to be kind of a bittersweet scenario.
It's going to be you drafted a backup. One of the two is going to be a backup.
For a team that's right there right now, it's right in front of him. I think, and Cousins will never, he'll always say the right thing. He's just a pro's pro. But I guarantee you give him some truth serum. He's like, dude, why give me somebody to help me at that first pick, and we can go win this division for the next 2 or 3 years.
What do you think of the NFL and the Saturday night games? Does that affect the rhythm of the season at all?
Yeah, I think I'm just getting old, Doug, but I like when you just kind of have designated days. I was okay kind of the Thursday thing. I get it. I understand it. But Sunday, Monday, Thursday seems about right to me. And you start throwing in all, we got Friday game to kick off the season this year. We got Saturday games later in the year. I don't know. The NBA used to own Christmas, and we own the Thanksgiving holiday. Now NFL taking that over as well. I don't know. It's so big. Maybe there's no such thing as oversaturation, but I kind of like, the routine of having that. That's just someone who's on this side of it. As a player, I gotta believe they prefer having a little bit more of a set schedule.
Well, it's clearly a shot across the bow at college football, and Saturday night college football, the primetime game, had been a huge game. And I guess the question is, in the South where college football is big enough, that you don't play on a Sunday, but is there anything college football can do to push back? College football obviously has taken up some of the high school stuff with playing on Friday night, and I just wonder how this affects the college football games.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to go against the NFL, so you can say we can try and fight back, but the NFL literally owns that day of the week on Sunday. So, I mean, you have to have a matchup to even cause a dent in that thing. So I think all these other sports, you just try and play as nice as you can with the NFL, and hopefully they throw you a bone.
Yeah, it's a crazy deal. Odell, it's not a big money deal. It's not. It's like three that could take you to eight. Does that make sense for Miami?
Yeah, I think it's fine. He doesn't have to be the guy there. I think when you kind of know who you are and have a realistic view of things, I think that's good for all parties involved. And I think he can look at who's there in that building at that position and know what is expected of him. And I think you start stacking him up with, ones and twos around the league, and you go, okay, not anything like what he used to be. But now you start stacking him up with threes, and you're like, even with the injuries and coming back, and maybe if he's lost a little bit here or there, that's still a really good three.
Okay, what about their quarterback situation and his contract? What do you do with Tua?
Well, I think they're gonna end up, getting it done here. My guess is, you probably want those guarantees to be 2 years, maybe 3 years, which would be a little bit short of what Tua's probably looking for there. But that would be, just for me, more so injury concerns versus performance concerns. I think how they built the roster fits him. I think he can play well. That's not as much of a concern with me as much as the durability would be. So I'd be okay with the numbers being big, but I would prefer to keep that guarantee in the 2 to 3 year range.
Yeah. Can you do it? Can you pull that off? Does his agent let that happen?
Yeah, most of them are going to balk at it, but maybe if the number's high enough, I'd be okay with the higher number. It's just a matter of if you can sell him on that. Hey, you got to keep you healthy. And then the next one, you'll still be really young. By the time we get through 3 years, we redo this thing and you can really cash it in. But I think this is a way where we take care of you in the short term and we protect ourselves in the long term.
Obviously, Dan and Jeremiah also has the Move the Sticks podcast. You guys are both really tied in with everything going on in the NFL. Who's the team that people are talking about? This team has changed itself the most in the offseason.
I mean, I don't think it's a mystery. I think the Bears, with what they've done offensively this offseason, but even, ended up being for as bad as the Claypool trade was, The Montez Sweat trade was on the other side of it. I mean, that was a home run, the way he turned that defense around last year. We've got a really good secondary. That's a good linebacker. So that's a team, I think, that when you look up and just kind of start going through the post-draft rosters and you look at the talent, that's a really, really talented team. It's a really, really great division right now with the teams we've already talked about. When you think about Green Bay and Minnesota still has all those guys coming back, and Detroit, really on the come up and making noise in the postseason. So they've got their work cut out for them in the division, but that is a really, really talented team.
Yeah, very talented team and a really good division, and we'll see what Minnesota is able to do when they is Sam Darnold the guy, or do they hand that quarterback position off? It's going to be.
Hold on, Doug. There's one other team. You said, now that I'm thinking of it, there's one other team that everybody's buzzing about, and that's Wisconsin Green Bay. So that is one that's got a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement, and I'm proud of my guy, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Tell me what do you think?
Dude, I'm stoked. But here's my thing. When it comes to college sports, I want somebody with two things. I want somebody with knowledge, and then I want somebody with passion. And, we've known each other for a long time, Doug, and those would be two of the first words I would use to describe you. So I'm pumped, man.
I appreciate it. Well, listen, we don't play the Chargers. The Packers don't play the Chargers, do they?
Not this year, I don't believe, no.
Well, find an excuse to get in town and come hang out and you tell what you think in person. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's really an amazing place. And, just the experience of it, I mean this, to any assistant coach who's never been a head coach in college, I wish this for you. It's really it's mind-blowing. And then, look, I kind of lucked into it in that we're not in a dead period in college sports, but we're kind of in a dead period. There's no other jobs that are really open, so it becomes a bigger story than maybe it really is. And just the amount of support, and it's crazy. I mean.
Well, can you answer me one question?
Uh-huh.
What is our game day sideline apparel? What have you thought about that yet? What are you going?
Yeah, depends on the game. Depends on the game.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I love that we've gone casual. We're an Adidas school, so my big challenge is going to be: do I wear hoop sneakers like the Hardens, or the Ant-Mans, or do I go with the kind of the old school Adidas Kicks? Like that's the challenge.
Run DMC, baby.
Right. I'm probably most times I'll go half zip. They get these cool white half zips and, some gray pants. But there's definitely some games that are suit games. Mm-hmm. Those are games where you throw on the good watch, you throw on a suit. And then I think they'll be kind of a mixed. I want to do jeans and a sport coat and sneaks on the sideline, maybe a T-shirt. Why not? The whole thing is to be kind of comfortable, but also you're the head coach. You got to stick out a little bit. So that's the deal. But I think the days, I'm not necessarily a three-piece suit guy, but there will be some suit games. My thing is, here's what I want to do, and you tell me this is crazy. I kind of want to go play. Early on, I got the job here in May. There's not going to be huge expectations. Plus, we're Green Bay. We're not expected to go take down the Titans. I kind of want to go play at some cool places and go play some. I mean, one, I want to play somewhere warm. But two, I want to go play here, play there. I don't know if I want to play Duke next year, but I'm friends with John Shire. And so I said, hey, you need a game? I don't really know if I want that, but I kind of want that. That'd be cool to do.
I would. I mean, look, you're talking to somebody. You were Notre Dame, Oklahoma State. I went to Northeast Louisiana, Appalachian State. So part of the recruiting pitch to me as a quarterback in San Diego to go to a school I'd never heard of in Northeast Louisiana was, hey, we're going to play four SEC teams. And I was like, frick, I would go play in front of 80,000 people. Sign me up for that. That sounds great. I didn't realize at the time how I was going to get the crap kicked out of me, what that would feel like. But it was definitely a factor in recruiting.
Well, I did speak with my friends at Oklahoma State, and I did say, you guys want to play? Tell us when we'll be there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I just don't know if I want to do the Kansas thing because they're going to be monsters, or want to do the Duke thing because they're going to be incredible. But outside of that, let's go play some people, have some fun, and I'll run some game schedules by you, and you tell me what you think.
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna be living through you, buddy. So I'm proud of you, and I'm super excited to follow this journey. Way to go, man!
I appreciate it. Daniel Jeremiah, a good friend, a good man. You read his stuff at NFL.com. And, of course, Move the Sticks is the podcast. DJ, thanks so much.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll be get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. Welcome in. What up? What up? So, you got the Denver Nuggets taking a commanding 3-2 lead. The Knicks took a 3-2 lead, but it didn't feel like it's commanding. The Celtics can vanquish the depleted Cleveland Cavaliers. And who am I forgetting? Minnesota. Oh, Oklahoma City, Dallas tonight, where Dallas, it's the series is tied at 2, but man, did it feel like Dallas just gave one away in game 2. We also have Caitlin Clark, her debut with the WNBA. We have some WNBA chatter. We got a little bit of NFL. You know, we're in the middle of the day, the middle of the week. I don't know if it's the middle of the month, but let's get to midway,
shall we? Yeah, it's the 15th. It's the very middle of the month. Yep.
Wow, it is the 15th. It's May 15th? That's not the – is there an Ides of May or only an Ides of March? Don't really understand that. Let's get to the midway.
Stuck in the middle with you.
It's time for –
The Midway.
All right there, boys. I heard we were doing mean Doug Gottlieb tweets.
Oh, man. So, I know you didn't spend a whole lot of time yesterday on the reaction.
I literally didn't look at any of the replies because I'm just inundated.
Then boy, are you in for a treat, Doug.
Okay, cool.
I have given two or three tweets to Dan, me, and Sam. I have a couple for you to read. These are reaction tweets to like major news sources announcing the news yesterday. So ESPN okay. said Doug Gottlieb's been hired at UW Green Bay. And then you start reading the comments underneath it. I could start, and I want to give credit to the tweeters, ex-tweeters, Xers. Here's a good one, Doug, from at Dylsdos, D-Y-L-S-Dos. He's going to steal their chance of being good.
I get it.
So, credit for the callback to the credit cards, and then steal their chance of being good. That was a good play of words there, Dylsdos. Doug, do you have one?
I do. That was really good, Dylsdos. At @bad_AZZ662. That sounds like a fake Twitter handle, right? Like who? What's the over/under on Doug? That Doug fired in a year. Over under.
Bad grammar, first of all. Yeah. Are you asking the over under if you give away the year? It's what's the over under on when he gets fired?
Yeah, that was a self sabotage right there.
What do you think? What is the over under? Do we have it?
I don't know. That doesn't even make sense, right?
Dan, do you have one?
I do have a tweet. By the way, that one was from Badass, right? That's who it was?
It was, yep, okay. Badass.
Sean MKE, the Milwaukee abbreviation, Sean MKE says April Fool's was last month.
Good one. That's a good one. That's a good one.
What about you, Sam? Do you get one?
I do. Okay, this is from at acourt23, who says, Doug will be asking for a donation soon. Please provide the full card number, expiration date, and security code.
Never been done before.
Yeah. That's good. That one's actually not bad. I kind of like that one, to be honest with you.
I'm seeing a theme here, you know? They seem to go to the same joke. I mean, it's been 25 years, so it's very fresh.
Definitely relevant.
Yeah.
Something you did as a young man with a still developing brain.
This was the very inspiration for this segment. Sam brought this to my attention, and I don't think it gets better than this one. From Brothers Crispy. From at Brothers Crispy says...
Brothers Crispy.
Yeah. Doug okay. Gottlieb yeah. putting the mid in mid-major.
Ah! I kind of like that one, too, because the use of the word mid, which used to be a very, very cool word, but now you know what mid is? It's mid.
Speaking of which.
The Midway.
Good one, Sam.
Had to get that in there. Contractually obligated.
Doug, you
speaking
got
one? Which, what? You said speaking of which, Sam. This is from at... did you see this one? At @spooky_kabuki? Everyone is disappointed that they will still have to hear him on the radio.
Hell!
All right.
Huckle Schmidt? Did we do Huckle Schmidt?
Nope.
Hope the players get a locker to secure their wallets and laptops.
Again, what's the laptop thing? Why do people think the laptops is me?
I don't know.
That's Cam Newton and what was the point guard at UConn? Got caught with the laptop?
I forgot.
God, Sham God?
All I think of now is Sebastian Maniscalco's TSA impersonation. You guys remember that?
Get out your
laptops! Like, whenever I hear laptops, it's all I think of.
It's definitely a thing. Like, people did conflate laptops with the credit cards. Laptops is a big way to get back at Doug in the last couple days.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, I need a laptop too, by the way. I always work on the iPad. Well, you need a laptop? I need a laptop. Not a laptop guy. I mean, like that's what happens when the offense was like 30 years ago, right? 28 years ago. But anyway.
Sam, you got one?
Yes. I don't believe we've done this one. This is from at Working Stiff. Have we done the Working Stiff one yet?
No.
No.
Okay, here. Working Stiff says, if anyone can help a mid-major steal a tourney bid. And well, you know, Doug, stealing. I'm rooting for you, Doug. I'm rooting for you to steal a tourney bid.
What are you going to say, Jay Steele?
Lots of stealing. Lots of steal and steals in these mean tweets. This is a good one from Nuanced Take 2. Nuanced Take 2. And he proves pretty quick that he's not very nuanced. The Green Bay Whats? Is this a high school?
I didn't think that was that funny. What does that mean? Talk about my school.
This guy just showing he's not a college basketball fan.
No, you got to know who these people are, right? You got to know who these teams are.
Didn't Bruce Pearl coach at UW Green Bay?
No, he coached UW Milwaukee.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Dick Bennett coached here. When they
stay in your Iowa lane, Sam. Okay. Hey, yeah.
I try to get to know my brothers up north.
Dan, you got another one?
Doug's got you got one right there. We're from Robert.
But it's the same one as it's just a different person at Shaw MKE. April Fool's was last month.
Oh no! You got to refresh your doc.
Oh, I got to refresh my doc. Sorry, I didn't refresh my doc today. At Robert Arnold M3. Fire the company that did the background check. Solid work. That would be Dan Parker. Dan Parker, the background check. Dan Parker.
I think that's it. I think those were the
those weren't that mean. Those weren't that mean. I mean, there's a redundancy to the credit card thing and to other things, but those weren't that mean, were they?
Brothers Crispy was amazing. Putting the mid in mid. Maybe that should be your thing. Because I think yesterday you said that your mantra was going to be, you could find me in the gym. Maybe
yes.
It's putting
the mid
in mid-major. Mid-major. Yeah.
We put the mid in mid-major. We put the mid in mid-major. Okay.
You know,
and that. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, there are some Milwaukee Panther fans that, you know, watch the whole thing, and because that's your rival, and we're sitting there picking it apart. So they are wasting no time for this rivalry to continue along the shores of Lake Michigan.
I mean, you got some commentary that you want to share?
Please do, Dan.
Well, no, there was a guy who just basically live tweeted the entire press conference.
Really?
Yes. Jimmy Lemke. Yeah, but he has the Black and Gold Club. So just ended up doing a whole live tweet. And the reason is because when you search Doug Gottlieb, as we were looking for these tweets, this guy's face just kept on showing up.
That's hilarious.
So, yeah. So the rivalry is
that's
not
cool.
Going anywhere.
That's cool. I mean, you know, forget about the fact that I admitted that I wore 44, at least in some small part, because of a guy named Kirk Tashi, who played for my dad at UW Milwaukee. Forget about all that, though. But, like, look, it's on. Are we going to have, like, hate week? Should we do, like, hate week when we play Milwaukee?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. I'm kind of bummed I get out here and the Bucks aren't playing, though, man. I feel like I could get some good Bucks seats now. I really do. And I get Byers some good Bucks seats, and he would like that.
Just don't ask A-Rod for those tickets.
What's the story with A-Rod and the Timberwolves? Are they ever going to own the Timberwolves?
Shady.
Huh?
The whole thing sounded pretty shady, right? Didn't the current owner pull the bid?
Yeah. Which I actually don't mind. I mean, it's just a really good lesson for people to learn that they think a deal is done. Like, it ain't done until it's last and final. Last and final, it's done. And that's the Midway.
The Midway.
Byer, I'm interested. Like, I look at this Caitlin Clark thing, and she didn't play well last night. She had 10 tournaments they could beat. She's 4 of 11 from 3. And remember, like, the Fever wouldn't have had the number one pick unless they were crummy, right? I mean, they were not good last year. So, but I do wonder how long a runway we give her. I mean, it's one game, so I'm not freaking out at all. But how long a runway do we give her? And then the other part to it is it is really interesting how that season kicks off already. They just got done playing in early April. And now she's playing basketball. And what does it look like when she goes into her second year?
I actually think that the runway is pretty long. And I actually use Zion Williamson as the example for it. I think that we've gotten to the point with Zion where we aren't sure where his career was going. And then right when we thought that even this year that it was back to going where we had hoped it was, he ends up getting hurt and is unavailable. But even for that brief instant, we were back on the Zion train. And I don't think it's much different than the hype machine that was of Caitlin Clark. And so I think that is going to be the case where, yeah, they may not have a great season this year, which is a little surprising to me, honestly, because I'm not a full WNBA fan and don't know about it. But
you mean the W?
Yeah, the W. So not only do they have Caitlin
Clark.
The
WNBA doesn't play in the WB.
But they have Aaliyah Boston as well. So you have two number one overall picks from the final or the previous two drafts. And I would think that that would be a really good place to start for a core. So it's like, well, how many other good players do you have to have? If you're the number one overall pick and you have two of them on your team, I would expect something. So maybe their depth isn't there or what they have. But I just think that if she ends up doing anything unique once she gets adjusted, we will be back on track and locked in and excited to watch her play. She's just got that it factor, and just like Zion had as well.
I think here's what's going to benefit her. I think now that we move towards, I could be wrong because there's such a popularity thing with her, but I do think we'll get back to watching her in highlights, and her in highlights is better at times than her in real life.
But the league, to hit on what Dan just said, you get this feeling that there's a ton of people that want this to work. And we're rooting for it to work.
Of course.
And that was my takeaway last night watching the game. And follow me on this. The league needs this to work. Not only does it need to work, it needs to succeed. She needs to transcend. The league needs that. And that's juxtaposed against this polar opposing factor where other veterans in the league want to shut her down. They want to put her in her place. There's a built-in, almost like resentment that she's the one that's taking the game to the next level. So you have these opposing factors where veterans like the women last night were all over her, and that's going to probably be every night. But that works against the agenda of the league where Caitlin Clark needs to be the next best thing.
It's interesting because, of course, Michael Jordan went through some of that, right? Famously,
exactly. Yep.
Isaiah Thomas froze him out at the All-Star game. Right, we did see that. Michael Jordan for a long time wasn't a winner until he was. So that is a bit of a rite of passage for anybody who's a young burgeoning star. I think the issue becomes that those games are harder and harder to watch. They just are. And I do think that one of the reasons we fell in love with Caitlin Clark was first the highlights, because she was shooting from so far out. She felt like Steph Curry. She had a creative passing gene. Then you watch, like, man, it's not really efficient, and everybody is gunning for her. And then when you watch in the entire game, you see a lot more missed shots, you see a lot more missed layups, and then you juxtapose it with the NBA. I just found it harder to watch.
And Doug, her performance at Iowa, like, they were the top scoring team in the country, like, I think, like, the last 2 years she was there. So you go from a team that's a number one seed, score, you know, breaks 100 points, like, I don't know, 8 times in the season, and then she goes to a team there that's bad and putting up, like, what, 70 points. It takes some of the luster off of her.
No question. I don't think there's any question there's some luster off of her. But, you know, to Dan's point, I do think there's a long runway. I do think everybody's in love with her. And, you know, barring some sort of collapse. But there is the anti-Caitlin bias that exists among WNBA players. I don't think that's new at all. Bird went through that. Jordan went through that. Caitlin Clark can go through that.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like
a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.